A Place of Religion, Judges 17:5-13.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The man Micah had a house of gods, and he made an ephod and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. There was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he lived there. The man departed out of the city, out of Bethlehem, Judah, to live where he could find a place, and he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he traveled. Micah said to him, "Where did you come from?" He said to him, "I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I am looking for a place to live." Micah said to him, "Dwell with me, and be to me a father and a priest, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver per year, a suit of clothing, and your food." So the Levite went in. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now know I that Yahweh will do good to me, since I have a Levite as my priest." This may be the first place in the Bible that a priest was called father. It is clear that what was happening here was all wrong. Priests were anointed by God, not by man. We don't know what Micah did to consecrate his son and this Levite as a priest, but we know that the word was used in Moses' writings for the process of setting apart priests for God's work. Doing this wrongfully is taking on God's name in vain. This is actually a very common problem. There are many people who say they represent God, but don't actually follow God's rules. They just follow their own opinions about what they think is right about God and worshiping Him. Notice that Micah believed that you could have many gods. No one could accuse Micah of not being religious. I believe that because he had a house of gods, he must have convinced others that his house was a place to worship the God of your choice. As you can see, the concept of allowing gods to coexist is not new. The problem is that the one true God finds it vile. Like many factual things, the opinions of man don't really matter at all. Notice that the Levite was willing to act as a priest for money. Even though it wasn't much, it was enough to pervert the way to God. Just because we can get a job doing something doesn't mean that it's a good thing to do, or that we should do it. Getting money for something isn't the same as having the approval of God. Notice that Micah's house of gods has some good things in it. It had an ephod and a real Levite. He even assumed that Yahweh would like him more for adding a Levite priest to his mix of religious practices. We need to be careful not to be deceived by our places of worship that have some good things. If the Jesus of the Bible isn't the only way to God, then we should not be worshiping there.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.